We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I was donkey up the
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 24th, goes to Judge Tracy Soderstrom. She is a Lincoln County District Judge in Oklahoma. I am convinced I said her last name wrong, and I am convinced that society is as unserious as it's ever been. My whole life I was told art reflects reality, and maybe because I'm older, I'm seeing more of the nonsense. But it seems to me things that were once regulated to just TV shows and movies are actually happening in real life. Remember when in certain films or TV shows, they would show courtroom scenes and the judge was like, you know, looking at porn or shopping for furniture, just anything other than paying attention to the actual case? Well, America, we have reached that point where that is actually happening in our courtrooms. Maybe it's always been happening, I don't know. But nowadays, since Big Brother is always watching, folks is getting caught. And that's what happened to Judge Tracy Soderstrom. She was presiding over the case of a man charged in the beating death of his girlfriend's son. Well, during the opening statements and testimony, the judge wasn't paying attention. The judge wasn't paying attention throughout the whole case. The judge wasn't giving a good devil damn about what was going on in that courtroom. Let's go to the news report, please.
District Judge Tracy Soderstrom is accused of using her cell phone for entertainment during a trial last month. That trial was over the murder of a 2-year-old little boy. Surveillance video from inside the courtroom leaked to the Oklahoman. A former judge and current attorney, Tracy Schumacher, told KOCO today using a phone or email during a trial is normal for judges and lawyers. But this footage shows the judge using the cell phone for a purpose that didn't have to do with the trial. She also said, for judges like Soderstrom who are coming from private practice to the bench, there's a learning curve. And while this is, quote, a bump in the road, she's hopeful she can overcome it in her judicial career and continue to serve the citizens of Lincoln County.
Judge Tracy Soderstrom was busy checking Facebook during the trial. This is true. This happened. She was texting and scrolling through social media while this man was on trial for beating his girlfriend's son to death, allegedly. Okay. At one point, the judge was seen searching for a GIF. Let me tell you something, man. If the judge is doing all that during your trial, trust and believe, their mind is already made up. All right, you going to prison. This is all just formalities, all right? The judge is just there so they don't get fined. Now, I would assume that's not how a judge is supposed to move. I would assume a judge's job is to not be biased, to not have any preconceived notions about the case, to actually listen to the evidence presented. But you can't do any of that while you're scrolling Facebook. And I heard the news report say that it's, you know, fine for judges to be on the phone. I don't want my judge on the phone during my trial. Okay, what if the judge is searching conversations about the case and is basing what, you know, they believe off what the comments are saying? Okay, look, the trial ended in a second degree manslaughter conviction, but prosecutors had asked jurors to find him guilty of first degree murder. Let me tell you something, man. Jurors are banned from using cell phones in the courtroom during trials, because we want them to be present. All their time and attention should be on the evidence being presented. Shouldn't the damn judge be held to the same standard, if not higher? A whole case going on and the judge is just sitting there with the phone in her lap and below the top of the judge's bench while using it. Already said she would put it in an open drawer. Now look, some people can multitask. All right, I don't know if it's illegal for a judge to be on their phone during a trial or not, but there's some things that just don't seem right ethically. Imagine a doctor tweeting while doing some type of surgery on you. Imagine getting a colonoscopy and then watching the tape back and they paying more attention to memes than actually probing what's in your ass.
Why you go there, though?
Because I want you to understand. You've had a colonoscopy. I've had a colonoscopy. Can you imagine if you watched the tape back and you saw the judges on Instagram laughing? Why are they supposed to be paying attention to what's going on in your butt?
But y'all both have been to the dentist, too. Why you didn't go there?
Yeah, right? You could have went dentist. You could have went so many places. But the fact you went straight to the butt.
Now, there is such a thing called a code of judicial conduct, which states the judge shall act at all times in a manner that promotes public confidence in the independence, integrity, and
impartiality.
Yes, of the judiciary. Okay. The code does not specifically mention the use of mobile phones, though. So technically, we don't even know if the judge did something wrong. Look, man, it's over. Okay, machines are man, machines versus man, the machines have won. Okay, in a few years, judges are going to be AI anyway, so it doesn't even matter. If judges can't help but be distracted by smartphones, what hope is it for the rest of us? Please give Judge Tracy Soderstrom the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
All right, BET, we'll see you tomorrow. Lauren, say peace to BET.
See you later, BET.
Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's just ask, has being on your phone at work ever got you in trouble? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been on the phone? I know one time I was bidding for a car while I was DJing. And I was so into the bid, I forgot that the record was on, and the record just stopped. And then it was just dead air. People was looking at me crazy, but I ain't even win the bid on the car. Has that happened to you? Have you ever been on the phone at work and it's ever got you in trouble? Lauren?
Yes. I was on my phone during it. When I first started with TMZ, I did the TMZ tours. Mm-hmm. I was on my phone on the tour bus, and I'm in the group chat with my cousins. And my cousin then let me know that my boyfriend at the time, we were like in a situationship, I don't know, but we've been together for some time, had a baby on the way by her best friend. So I literally broke down in tears, could not finish the tour. People were looking at me like I was crazy. We were mid-tour, they had to reroute the bus, and I was like, I will never in my life ever engage in conversation while I'm at work, on the phone, anything like that with family members.
Why
anything
you didn't
personal.
Share with the bus though? That's a great TMZ story.
I could barely.
Breaking news.
Do you understand how my heart was in my, like, it was at the bottom of my feet. Like, I could barely speak. Like, they thought that, like, something happened. I think they thought, like, somebody died. Like, that's how bad. I was, like, slide down the wall, ugly cry.
Damn. When did you call your boyfriend?
What did I
call?
When
did you call him to confirm?
Oh, no, I knew it was true. It was my cousin. I knew it was true. Damn. Like, you know what I mean?
So how'd y'all break up, you and the boyfriend?
It was bad. We ended up getting back together, but we're not together no more.
Oh, you got back together? So you was going to be stepmama?
I was for a bit. I was, okay. You know? Mm-hmm. But it was rough. It was a rough transition into... Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Don't you laugh. What you about to laugh for? What's wrong with you? 800-585-1051.
I want to know.
I'm just messing with Lauren.
I
was
going
to say, what a king. But I was just doing that to troll. That's all.
Whoa.
You really want me to get crazy. I don't know why you want me to get crazy here today.
Lauren, don't let him talk to you like
but
that.
But the way that a king.
Wow.
You have daughters?
I'm playing, Lauren.
You have daughters?
I do have four.
Do you want this for your four daughters?
But she got back with him. So clearly he has some redeeming qualities.
800-585-1051.
She said the D. See, at least you're being honest.
I'm being so honest. Like, look, we've all been there.
Christ.
Ladies, tweet me if you got back with the D.
This might be a better conversation than the phone.
Well, yeah, let's change this up.
Lauren, this might be a better conversation. I'm being honest with you. Because you're not the only woman who's been in this situation.
No, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. You've been with a man, and you like this man, and this man cheats on you, ends up having a baby with somebody else, get somebody else pregnant, but you decide to stay with him.
Have you ever went back to the D, even though you was a stepmom? That's what you're asking?
Did you ever get to be stepmama?
She said yes.
Yeah, I mean, but he already had a child. Me and him we've been together for 10 years at this point. I mean, at that point, it was like probably like 7, 8. We went to high school together. So he already had a child when I met him. So the stepmom thing wasn't an issue or a game changer for me. We were in a weird situation. I moved to LA. And so, you know, it was a little rocky. It was like,
you needed a place to stay still.
Yo, shut up, man. Yo, shut up, man.
I moved to LA by myself. He was still in Delaware.
Oh, gotcha.
So, you know, it got a little rocky. Like, you know, I'm dating people. We both lying to each other. So I couldn't really be as mad.
Gotcha.
And I think that's the only reason why I decided to go back. Because if we were, like, committed, even though he was still lying, if we were super committed and my hands weren't dirty, too, I would have been like, oh, no, I'm good.
So let's pivot.
I want to hear some stories.
800-585-1051. Are you in a similar situation?
Yes.
Maybe your man cheated on you, had a baby, you went back because the D was so good.
Damn.
We want to hear from you. Let me clear the lines. Can we clear the lines? Clear the lines, clear the lines, clear the lines. Okay. We'll take your calls when we come back. 800-585-1051.
Tell us about these kings, man.
You stupid. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.